I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. As I have loved you. As I have loved you. A very clear reference to this manner in which the Lord is loving, which of course we see in a very different perspective in this Easter season. A love that goes to the cross and beyond. A love that empties the tomb, that makes all things new. It makes all things new. What a tremendous joy this week for this parish as Luke Meyerhoff prepares to be ordained a deacon of God, this upcoming Thursday at 6 o'clock at St. Catherine's. As I want to encourage, firstly, everyone to pray for him on this beautiful week. Pray for him as he prepares for his ordination. He'll begin his retreat tomorrow. But I wanted to do something perhaps a little abnormal and dedicate this first part of my homily to him. As a parish father, of course, we have responsibility to all people in the parish. And of course, he is a son of the parish. He is one of ours. He's a part of our family. And so as a priest, we bear this spiritual fatherhood to them. And so as he prepares for this life-changing moment where the Lord makes you new, see this manner in which the Lord loves you. I remember vividly when I was ordained a deacon, it meant way more to me than I could have ever have expected it to mean. Every night the church prays these words, Lord, now you let your servant go in peace, for your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared for your people. I experienced that in an absolutely new way, for the Lord makes all things new. That moment of being ordained a deacon. For Luke on Thursday, you will lay down your life to the Lord. You've obviously done that to some degree, you know, wearing the collar, serving at the altar, studying, but to lay down at the altar before Jesus Christ in the tabernacle, before the altar of God, the altar of sacrifice, that is a life-changing moment. You lay down everything that you have and are. You promise celibacy. You promise to pray the liturgy of the hours. It is a life-changing moment, but it is not a death. All things are made new. And that taste of joy that you will receive that you can't even anticipate right now, this joy that way exceeds expectations, is the manner in which the Lord is loving you. And he asks you very clearly as you go through this week intentionally, love one another as I have loved you. This way that I'm making you new, this peace, this joy that I'm breathing into you, love my people with that love that I am giving to you. Love one another in that way. You'll be preparing to preach the word of God, his word, the scriptures, the way that God's love is articulated to us, the articulation of God's love. What a beautiful gift to be so intimately familiar with it, to be familiar with this articulation of the love of God. Love one another, love them with this love. The Lord, the Master, is calling to you in a very particular way. Love them with this articulate love. And even deeper than that, that articulation, not just in word, but in blood. In blood. You will be called to minister at the altar, particularly of the chalice, that which contains his blood, wine, a sign of joy, a sign of joy that the Lord gives to us in following him. He produces this joy in our life when we respond to him. Love one another with this joy, with this inebriation of the Holy Spirit, this blood that you will be so close to. Love one another with that love. What a beautiful gift, this joy. So take note of it as you go through this week and recognize this tremendous calling that the Lord is giving to you. And love with that love. Shepherd his people with that love. Speak to them the good news with joy in your heart, with peace in your heart. And rejoice, for he makes all things new and desires to do so in an absolutely definitive way in your heart this upcoming Thursday evening. It is also a profound joy for our parish to have four young men affiliated with the parish entering the seminary. We have Henry Schmidt and Benjamin Weber. It's funny to me that as time passes, they were finishing their freshman year, had just finished their freshman year when I arrived here at Blessed Sacrament. And so what a tremendous joy, one, to enter on this wake of joy that is preparing in Luke's heart to join that train, to hear this call of the Lord. And the same thing goes for both of you. See this manner in which the Lord is loving you.
Is it a tremendous joy this 1 week, particularly in seminary time, to go to these ordinations of these men, particularly when you know them, when the one who is laying down their life at the first ordination is the one that you've known in the sacristy and at the altar? Take note of this joy, because it is the way that the Lord is loving you. It's nothing from the world, it's from the Lord. It's from the Lord. Take note of this manner in which he loves. Become intimately familiar with it. Be made new in it and love with it.
Now, lest we all let ourselves off of the hook in this day, we hear something also very clear when we hear about this command to love as I love. This beautiful reading, our first reading, he was giving encouragement to persevere, to take heart. That's what encourage means. Take heart. To receive strength. Why? Because it is necessary to endure many hardships to enter the kingdom of God.
Luke, you know this well by this point. Necessary to suffer many hardships to make this journey to the Lord, and it doesn't end there. This radical conformity to service in the church as a deacon. You both, as you prepare to enter into the seminary, there will be many hardships, so take heart in this joy.
But for all of us, in whatever vocation that the Lord is asking of us, it's not all roses. There are crosses, and we need to take heart. We need to take heart to have this strength to love as he loves, which is quite revolutionary. It's a new commandment, he says. Why? Because he makes all things new. He is God. He is the lawgiver. He is the one who gives us the command. I give you a new commandment, something that only God can do. Not merely treat others as you want to be treated is perhaps good of a foundation or start, beginning as that might be. It is not enough. Love one another as I have loved you. My brothers and sisters, today we rejoice in this command from the Lord, because we recognize that, yes, there are many hardships that are necessary in our life, many laying downs of our life. Yes, whether it be at a wedding, at an ordination, but countless instances throughout each and every single day where we have to lay ourselves down to our priorities, our needs for the sake of another. But thanks be to God, because we have been shown the way. We have been shown the way. And not only have we seen the way, we have received the truth and the life that come through it. And so, my brothers and sisters, on this holy day, may we receive this call from the Lord to take heart, to hear our call as a Christian, to lay down our lives for another, to pick up our cross, not out of drudgery, but out of joy. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We know this to be true. We know this to be true. We have seen the manner in which you love us, and there is burning hope kindling underneath the ashes of our sinfulness, that we too might love like that. That we too might love like that, because you have shown us the way.